Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
I did an interview with Bernie Sanders.
Which was dope.
Like, all the Republicans, especially the big ones that be doing all these debates and have, like, a big platform, they was like, oh, Bernie is getting endorsed by a stripper that used to drug and rob men. And then even my own people, like, just try to say, like, oh, Cardi, like, you just this disgusting person because you used to drug and rob men. And it's like, I never put nothing on a guy's drink. Be getting twisted in the club. So if you want to chill with me after the club, I'm not wasting time on your cock. I'm just wasting time on your clock, and you just chilling, and you go to sleep. Well, you just wasting my time. So I'm gonna go through your pockets and I'm gonna leave. But then you keep coming back, and you kept saying, "Damn, we ain't doing nothing. Can we chill tonight?" No.
I'm a diverse individual.
All of this shit is real. Everybody like, what is it? Is he a family man? Is he a trapper? Is he a ladies man? I'm all of it. All of it.
I beat your ass, kiss your girl, and go tuck my kids in. And then I show up and lead a march on the weekend.
It's all real. Real, real.
This is Expeditiously. I am Tip T.I. Harris. The following experience is not a test. The conversations and stories expressed on this podcast are meant to be an expression of purpose and truth. This show, entitled properly Expeditiously, is a free exchange of ideas and opinions with no judgment, no preconceived beliefs, and no fear. You're encouraged to share your thoughts and ask questions as long as it's done with respect. We believe it is through true love and respect for others that we will have an opportunity to change the world and speak truth to power. And we're going to do that one show at a time. Now, this is Expeditiously. I'm your host, T.I.P.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Thank y'all for, you know, being a part of my podcast, Expeditiously. I appreciate it. And, you know, we all have a show in common that is about to hit, or that is already hit, I guess, by the time this comes out, called Rhythm and Flow. So I guess, man, since we were all a part of the show, it's befitting to ask, like, what's the formula? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are the grounds that we will use to send someone to the next level or to end this motherfucking shit right here? Like, what's the end all be all?
Chance?
To me?
Yeah.
To me, personally, I think it's their well-roundedness, right?
Cause right.
Every challenge that we put these folks through, it's a completely different strong suit that's being tested. So somebody could be really good at, you know what I'm saying, performing live, for example. They got all the energy in the world to be on stage. But then when it comes time to make a music video, they can't really make that energy translate the same way. So if somebody does good in one competition, in one challenge per se, they might not necessarily do good in the next one. So I'm looking each time at a fresh new artist, even though they might have did great the last two
clean
challenges. It's exactly clean slate. You're starting fresh. So if you could have did your best work last week, but if this week you're not coming with it, that's how you're getting judged to me. Because every day presents a new opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure, you said it real good. He said it real good right there.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Cardi, for you, is it more difficult to judge a woman, or do you have a different criteria, a different standard for a female artist?
I do. You want to know something? Because, like, I guess I was just asked this question. Like, it's like everybody looked at me pretty hard when it comes at judging a woman. And I was a little bit tougher on them because it's really tough to break a female artist. Mm.
And expensive.
And expensive. And you just have to have, like, the total package. Yeah. Like, and not only that, but you just have to have that voice. Because a lot of females, they could rap, but they just don't have that voice that stick.
Right.
And that's something that is very important. You want to know something? Like, it's like every single time, like, for example, me. Like, there's a lot of female rappers that they are really good. And then people always asking, like, people always just be saying on comments, like, oh, this girl been rapping longer than Cardi. This girl raps better than Cardi. She looks good. She got the total package, but she hasn't made it yet. Why not? And it's like, well, maybe the girl just don't have that voice that stick. And I don't want to hear no. It has to be that, because I don't want to hear no other excuse. Like, look at Megan Thee Stallion. She got that voice that stick. Not only does she rap good, a lot of girls rap good, but she got that voice and she got that confidence that sticks. So now there's just no excuse for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think also there's a lot to be said for the fact that your journey is your journey. Their blessings are their blessings. And what is meant for you won't miss you. You know what I'm saying? And this,
right.
I think the same thing for them. That's why it don't matter how long somebody else has been doing it. If it's your time and you have kind of, you've got the stars and the moon and the universe to align in your favor. When you hit, you gonna hit. Because that was your mission in the first place. That's what you were put here for. And I think that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
I think we're helping people find their life purpose.
We're helping them find their life purpose. Maybe
even if it ain't music.
Yeah, maybe you gotta be an A&R or something.
Man, you know. The only thing is, Cardi, I think I'd be good at it except for one thing.
What is it?
I don't want a motherfucking job. I don't want to work for nobody. You know what I'm saying? What about you, Chance? I mean, we all basically lived and worked together for quite some time when we were filming. Like, what was the one thing that you learned about each of us that you probably didn't know?
Man, I guess it's different for both of y'all. For one, I ain't know Cardi was shy until we did the show. I thought she was the most explosive person in the world from every other time we hung out, but then when we did the show, she didn't want to kick nobody off.
You did. She got sensitive as a motherfucker, did she?
Exit.
I'm a sensitive person. You know what I'm saying? And I do get very shy around celebrities, and I just don't know why.
Man, come on.
No, it's really terrible. Like, I have missed out on the opportunity to ask so much celebrities to do records with me, or missed out opportunities of making friendship and asking other celebrities for advice because I'm very shy.
Right.
So I just like avoid it. Even when I see them, I just, I don't know, I get a weird rush and I just get so shy. I just hate it.
Man. Well, I mean, I kind of, I get that because I'm not necessarily shy, but I'm not like the first to pick up the phone and say, hey, let's go hang out. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It has to be kind of like a meeting at the middle of the road, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, so I can dig that. But, you know, people would think that you would be in a hurry to get motherfuckers off of there.
No.
Who knew Cardi right. had a heart?
I'm a nice person.
Sure you are.
You was very nice to the contestants that was getting kicked off the show.
But you guys were gonna... I don't know.
I'll tell you what. What do you think the takeaway is for the contestants on the show? Like, what's the golden rule that you feel every artist needs to follow, Chance?
I think that one thing that they learned, and I think I got reinforced for me, was this is everybody's individual journey. So
right.
I think we cut a few number one artists off the show, and it wasn't that they weren't, you know what I'm saying, built for... You know what I'm saying? For the music industry,
right.
It was just daytime to go from the show that we catapulted them on. But in terms of their actual careers or their trajectories, I feel like we met a lot of stars on the show.
Sure. And
but it made me
comes.
Understand every single person that came that we came across had their own individual understanding of who they were supposed to be as rappers. I didn't see no clones on the show. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I don't even know how many we started off with, like 30 or something.
It was a lot of,
you know what I'm saying? But they were all individualistic in their approach and
sure.
what they had to offer. And so I feel like it just reminded me that there is no cookie cutter way of getting on or being successful
right.
or none of that. It's like, it's up to you and how you approach each day and each challenge that gets presented.
Absolutely. I mean, everyone has their own story. Like, everybody had
right.
their own vision for themselves. They all knew how they wanted to present their art. I feel like, you know, when it's their time, even the ones who got put off the show, when it's their time,
right.
when it's their time, this experience will allow them to seize the moment much better
yeah.
because of, you know, the advice, the compassion Cardi gave, because the mm-hmm. the advice Chance gave, and
yeah.
the expeditious approach to their exit that I gave. I think all of us contributed to them being able to find a way to really utilize this experience for themselves. Now, Cardi, you are venturing into film now.
Yes.
Okay. So how did you like your first film, Hustler, and what would be your perfect role?
It was pretty long, like, it was like a really long day and a lot of waiting around. It was so different from Rhythm and Flow, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like when we filmed for Rhythm and Flow, it was just like a big excitement. Like, it was just fun. And when I was filming for the movie, I just had to keep doing the parts over and over and over again, and it's like, damn, this is long. But when I saw the movie, it was just all worth it. Like,
right.
I was like, oh, I gotta do
a level
more.
Of fulfillment.
Yeah,
as
it's
an
a
artist.
Different level.
What about you, Chance? Would you ever do a movie?
I would. I gotta just say this to you, Cardi, because I ain't get to say it on Ellen. I ain't want to diss nobody. Yo, you stole that whole movie.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm not gassing you, Joe. When I went to the theater to go see it with my wife, and we was literally like, please bring Cardi back into this movie. Because you was the best actor in the movie. I'm not gassing you at
Yo,
all. Like, it was like, she do this. Like, she was built to be an actress. I feel like you gave the movie a lot of legitimacy.
I mean, well, you know, to her credit, you know, she kind of in an industry that she's quite familiar with. She did draw from personal experience.
You know what I'm saying? And my role was really much like myself.
Yeah.
Well, not really much like myself. I feel like my role reminded me of this girl I used to strip with. But I've been talking. I'm gonna be in another movie. I'm gonna be featuring another movie. And then I'm going to be a lead role.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be a lead role in a movie that I am planning to do. after I finished touring. And I feel like this movie and the idea of it is going to be so amazing. I already did a meeting with the actor, the lead actor, and right. I just cannot wait.
That's dope. And Chance, you say you seem more like a writer director kind of to me.
Yeah.
You know,
glad you just said that. Yeah, so I'm writing my first film right now. Actually, I just spent the last, like, right before I had just seen y'all in LA the other day. I had just came back from spending 8 hours a day in the writer's room writing this film called Hope.
That's dope.
And it's a super dope musical that's basically about the Chicago public school system and how they, in a super racist way, randomly just shut down schools on the south and west sides and displace, you know, thousands of black kids. But it's not like your normal movie about Chicago where it's all about, you know what I'm saying, gun violence or the gangs, right, or, you know, super dark and depressing. It's a super happy, funny film. Right. And I did some acting like a couple years ago. Cardi sounded just like me when I finished this. I did this indie film like 3 or 4 years ago, and it was exactly the same shit where I was sitting on in a trailer all day. And then when they would call me out, I'd be saying the same lines over and over again. And then they'd be like, all right, you got an hour-long break, and we just going to move these cameras around. You come back and say the same thing. So I definitely was like, nah, I'm not trying to act that much. But that writing, though, the just sitting and, like, creating a whole world, creating characters, giving them, you know what I'm saying, like, their own motives and their own, you know, feelings, and, like, imagining them just in your head, then you put them to paper, and then eventually casting people to play in them. Because this film that I'm working on, I'm also developing the film. So, like, right, I got a deal with MGM, and basically they gave me the money to make the whole movie, and I get to go hire directors, cinematographers, all this type of stuff. And they just recently, in the past couple of months, they hired me as a writer. So
that's fine.
That's definitely my steez right there, writing, congratulations, and stuff like that.
Definitely, man.
Thank you, man.
Congratulations, both of you. Welcome to the world of film and television, man.
And TV.
You dig what I'm saying?
You've been
I'm looking forward
stuff.
To it. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, acting is definitely a different level of expression, you know, as an artist. But what about an author?
Hey, yeah. Speak love. Then my daddy how. I've been running things since I was 15. He's just been getting over.
Man,
that's,
you crazy.
That's my monologue. Yeah. So, I'll do that anytime.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. what about an author? I know you said you were writing films, but Chance, if you were to put out a book today, what would the title be?
I think it would be called The Blueprint to Being a Free Black Man. That's the name of my book right there.
Okay.
I just made that up on the spot.
Okay. What about you, Cardi?
Well, I actually had a book deal. And I canceled the book deal.
Because
it was like a book about myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think people are ready to hear, because everybody always want everybody love.
Fuck them, Cardi.
No. People are just not ready,
Cardi,
to hear the lifestyle that I live and
let
the things that I have done. No, they're gonna to this day, people still haunt me about things that I said about myself from my past, and I just rather keep it nice and clean. Like, it's like, was what happened on the past, I'm just gonna let
you
it there, because it will haunt me.
It's so, like, enlightening and refreshing to see you guys who have like 5 years under your belt in the game, and you come in and you care so much about what people like, what they say and what they think about you. Then once you get the 15, 20 years, you're like, man, you know what, man, fuck these people, man.
But you want to know something? But like, they just hold this so much. Even when I'm trying to do great things, like, for example, like, you know how I was, I did an interview with Bernie Sanders,
which was dope.
Yeah, and people,
you did a great,
yeah,
yes.
And I really wanted to do it with every candidate, but I just didn't have time. But people right. just automatically took it. I was endorsing Bernie, and I don't care if they think that or not, because Bernie's great.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
But like, all the Republicans, especially the big ones that be doing all these debates and have like a big platform, they was like, oh, Bernie is getting endorsed by a stripper that used to drug and rob men. And then even my own people, like, just try to say, like, oh, Cardi, like, you just this disgusting person because you used to drug and rob men. And it's like, I never put nothing on a guy's drink. Niggas be getting twisted in the club. So if you want to chill with me after the right. club, and you know, I'm not wasting time on your cock. I'm just wasting time on your clock, and you just chilling, and you go to sleep. Well, you just wasting my time. So I'm gonna go through your pockets and I'm gonna leave. But then you keep coming back, and you kept saying, "Damn, we ain't doing nothing. Can we chill tonight?" No. And people use that against me. People actually call me a rapist because of that. Well, and they try to compare that to the shit that Bill Cosby do. Listen, and it's like,
stop.
That's why I just
stop
don't.
Listening to people. That's my advice. That is my advice to you. You will never please everybody. My granddaddy used to tell me, a motherfucker ain't gonna never like you if you ain't falling for their shit. You know what I'm saying? If you not falling for their shit, hook, line, and sinker, they going to always be disturbed with you. And a dude in prison told me, if you live for the cheers, you will die by the booze. That's why I don't give a fuck what they say. If it's a compliment or some criticism, man, I take it as a grain of salt the same way. And I feel like as you guys, man, as y'all continue to have the same amount of success as I'm sure you will have, that shit is going to become effortless. Trust me. And you mentioned that you sat down with Bernie. Now, two things. What prompted you? Did you contact him or did they reach out to you? Like, what really got you interested in politics?
Well, I've always been interested in politics. I really always really wanted to be like a history teacher and everything.
What?
Yes, when I was in high school, because I just read on. There's certain subjects that people just love.
Right.
And I love history.
For you.
I like government and everything. Mm. I always just like that.
Who the fuck would have knew that?
Yes.
That's a fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi's a history buff.
Yeah, I'm a big history buff.
A historian.
Buff. Yeah, I don't know what I just like. That's what I like. I'm terrible at math, though.
See, math was my thing.
I'm not a math person. And I'm a fast reader, but I'm not good at grammar and
stuff. Can you imagine, right, if there was a show like of cartoons and Cardi was kind of narrating the Gettysburg Address?
Yeah.
And the cartoon.
History with Cardi B? Definitely.
Man, history with Cardi B. You did.
Gettysburg Address. Yeah, that's right.
Man, that's it, man. You know what? We are the clear contributors to this idea from conception. So I think we should do history with Cardi B. Chance, you can write something up. I'll work on the animation.
Why not?
Okay, now this is just a reminder for everybody to go to expeditiously.com to get all of your Expeditiously merch. And if you don't know how to spell it, look it up, motherfucker. It's the information age. Expeditiously.com. You ain't even got to make the TI capital in the middle, man. But go and get your merch right now, man, because it is available. And I can tell you, you know, with a clear conscience and a pure heart, you buy it, you wear it, you look better. All right, man, you know what I'm saying? That's enough cap for today, and I'll see y'all later. Expedition.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
I know you're not ready for this from the end yet, so expeditiously shall continue.
But when you sat down with him, right, why you felt it was important to have a conversation with Bernie, like, and what was your greatest takeaway from that discussion?
Well, like Like I said, I really wanted to sit down with every candidate, and I really wanted like some of my fans to ask questions that they would like a candidate to answer.
Sure.
And I've really been a fan of Bernie for a long time, not just because he say the right things, but because like he is like, you know, there's certain people, right, that is like they're real big humanitarians, like they out here doing charity work, and you just sometimes be like, why are they doing this? Like, damn, they're going hard.
Right.
He is the type of person. He's been doing it for a long time, not because he wants to be a president, but right. He was fighting with Martin Luther King.
That's right.
He actually,
and you can't really argue with that. When a motherfucker march with Martin, you know, that's genuine.
Yes.
You don't put yourself in that line of fire in harm's way like that, just on a humbug.
Yes. So, you know, I just always felt like he was really passionate, and I had to ask him. I had to ask him, like, you know, a lot of people think that the things that you're going to do is not possible, that you're too progressive. So how are you going to make it happen? And the way that he broke it down, it really made sense to me. And he's just really like a person that care. And I really want that. I want somebody that care for not just America, but everybody in America, every person, white, every person of color, black, Hispanic, yeah, Muslim, everybody. He cares for a whole.
I think that's what's the most important thing to me. And Chance, you could chime in as well. The most important thing to me is not Democrat or Republican, not rich or poor, not black or white, not old or young. It's decent and indecent. Who is a decent, fair and decent person who want to treat people the way they want to be treated, and who wants for others the same as they want for themselves, and who will judge people on their actions and deeds and their character, not the color of their skin?
To me, I'm going to just say this because not to be on opposite sides of you at all. When we do certain things, right, that's talking as if we all, everybody listening is black, which is not true on this podcast. But
everybody listening is human, so.
Is human, yeah. And they can all resonate on this level, right? We live in a country, live in a world where no matter where you go, people that's of a darker pigment, whether you want to call them Afro or black or whatever, that in almost 100% of cases are at the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to, you know, capital, when it comes to representation, and at the top when it comes to oppression or imprisonment or whatever other like bad shit basically that there is.
Except Nigeria, Wakanda, and Atlanta.
Right. If you gotta find a specific place where it's not going like that.
Right.
But in America, it was built off that shit, right?
That's real.
We literally have the world's version of capitalism, Western capitalism or hyper-capitalism, whatever you want to call it, because of the transatlantic slave trade.
That's right.
So America became one of the strongest powers in the world because we had free labor.
Right.
And through history, since slavery was abolished, you can't see I'm doing the air quotes, but abolished, we've consistently as a country put laws in place that keep the people that are already in that are already oppressed, keep them oppressed, right? And keep them disenfranchised, hard for them to vote, hard for them to get a job, hard for them to do a lot of different things, right? Mm-hmm. When we elect our next president, I would like to see black folks as a people, as a unit, because we are one of the strongest voting blocks. If we as a people decide who's going to make the most, who's going to put in the most damage to the system that's put us in the place that we're in to make it more fair for us. And what we did the last time we elected Obama, he put in a lot of good work for civil rights, right? But he also, because he was the first black president in the position that he was in, he couldn't really go crazy with it, right? He had to take the approach of like, I'm trying to help everybody. I'm trying to help this nation, I'm trying to help black folks, trying to help white folks, trying to help everybody in between. And he stretched himself kind of thin. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't really make vast, gigantic leaps towards the freedom of the people because there was so many.
I mean, I'm not going to make any excuses for Obama. Obama did great becoming president. I think he created the kind of hope and ambition that every child of color, no, every child, period, deserves to
otherwise
have.
Too, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I
that
think,
everybody can feel good about.
Yeah, and I think that thing that was done for us, for our children, I feel is more valuable than any one piece of legislation that could have been passed.
But if there's certain pieces of legislation that I wouldn't say that they could have been passed, because I don't think he was necessarily in position to do all the things that, you know, look, man, like in reality, Trump does a lot of stuff without getting Congress's approval.
That's real.
Right. He signs a lot of things into executive orders that we just have to see the blowback. We don't have to. It doesn't have to go through nobody. You know what I'm saying? And he fully is exercising in all different ways the true power of being a president. That nigga's not even gonna get impeached because you can't really arrest a sitting president. You know what I'm saying? And he's exacting that power. And Barack wasn't really in a position to do that. I feel like he was the first nigga to get in. He couldn't just run it up. But well, it doesn't even necessarily have to be a black person. It might work better with a white person.
I think a woman. You get a black woman in there, I think that's gonna really shake it up. Ooh. They gonna get you shaking the table.
Ooh, shake the table.
They gonna really get you shaking the table then.
But that's my thing though. Are they ever going to allow the woman? It was hard enough to make a black man president. Imagine a woman.
I think a woman could do it. I think Beyonce could be president. I think Beyonce could be president. If she wanted to be president, she could be president.
I feel like she can. Like, the people will vote for her, but I think that would make it so impossible. I mean, like, look.
I don't know if she want to disrupt her world like that. You know what I'm saying? But if she wanted to.
She definitely don't want to be president.
I mean, I don't blame her.
It's going to be a lot of responsibility. I would even want to
like
be
Oprah
president.
I feel like Oprah could be president.
Right.
I feel like Oprah could be president, but it's just like, if it was so, hard for Hillary to become a president, even though she's...
Do you know why...
Even though her husband was already president.
But do you know why I feel like presidential...
She had the majority of the vote.
She did, but she didn't go with the Electoral College.
The Electoral College are going to go
with
a woman.
But now, listen, what I'm trying to say though, this is the thing about presidential candidates. Over the course of our lifetime, when we hear about a presidential candidate, we have very little to no experience or no knowledge of them or their platform until somebody say, hey, this person's running for president, right? First time we hear their name is, this person somewhere is running for president. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you have a Oprah, if you have a Beyonce, if you have even with Trump,
Donald Trump.
Like,
yeah.
We knew these people before. We knew them. We had more knowledge of them than we did, let's just say, of Hillary.
But a lot of people.
Only thing we knew about Hillary is, well, you know, she stayed with Bill.
Though, a lot of Americans, they vote with feelings. And a lot of these people feel religion. They vote due to religion. And they vote to race. And
fear.
And fear.
Yeah.
They fear that a black man or a black woman will take over this country.
But what is the to be honest with you, hip hop has already taken over the country. And the world for that.
But they
matter.
Like subscribe.
They have,
they like,
but there's a lot of people,
like
there's a lot of country bumpkin ass men that they do be voting.
See,
and they don't listen to hip hop. For example,
they listen
to
hip hop.
No, let me tell you something.
They listen to hip-hop, but they don't want no black person telling them what to do.
Look, so wait. I was looking
at... What about following the people with the best ideas?
Some people don't give a fuck about the best ideas. They really vote with feelings.
Because
it's like, come on now. Look at Donald Trump, right? Every single time, he always talk about how he want to take away Medicare's and shit like that. And it's like, a poor white man don't give a fuck. A poor white man that's getting Medicare is not even caring that he's saying that. He just cares that he hates Mexicans and he want to get rid of them.
Right.
I don't care if Donald Trump take away the things that I need. I just hate Mexicans and I want them gone.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm going to keep on voting for them. A lot of people vote with feelings in America, and a lot of their feelings is racism and religion.
Yeah, well, you know, the pride comes before the fall. If you can feed into a person's fears and insecurities, you could joystick them and direct their path
right.
to do and go wherever the fuck you want them to. And that's exactly what's being done with the Republican Party. And I mean, and arguably with the Democratic Party as well.
The Democratic one.
Yeah.
I was just going to say,
yeah,
the reason why we keep getting presidents that we don't want is because we keep getting tricked into thinking that we have a choice. It's two parties that pick who they want to run up, who they want to run for office, and then there's a bunch of lobbying and money that gets thrown around, and eventually they come out and say, this is who our leader is.
Right.
I think, totally believe, and y'all could quote me on this a couple years down the line, I think Trump is going to win again at the next election because he got the biggest base. The next president after Donald Trump will be our first ever independent president. And if they're not independent, they'll be from a fringe party, but they'll be
I think another party must be created. There's another, the Freedom Party.
I really hate to say it, but sometimes I do believe that Trump will be winning just because due to the fact every single time I don't see nobody saying that they love a Democratic candidate. There's no candidate that people are saying that
we don't know them.
We want them to win.
We don't really know them like that.
And I live in New York.
That's why Cardi B ran. You know what I'm saying? We know Cardi. So if you were president, and you were elected, because if you own the bill,
how about
I'm
the Electoral College though? A lot of there's a lot of Republicans right now.
So
Senate.
It don't matter, but they all say occur.
But these are the people that are letting Trump still not getting impeached because of them. They don't want to lose their job. They don't want to lose their position.
What would you do as a president your first day in office? What would you attack? What issues would you attack first?
The first issue that I will attack is that no matter the situation that our country is. That our country is in, it's not nobody's fault. Because I feel like every single year, not every single year, but there's always time it's somebody's fault. There was a time that the terrorist attack happened and it was like a big fault to Muslims. Everybody like hated Muslims. There was like the attack. Now for some reason, Mexicans. Next thing you know, it's gonna be blacks. Next thing, you know, it's gonna be always somebody like it's, and that's the tactic that Hitler used.
Everybody but the hateful racist white man.
Yes, everybody but them. You know what I'm saying? So I want to know that it's like whatever problems that we have is not nobody's fault. And how big of a country, how better of a country it is if we all just come together and make ideas and it's like, for example, right? It's like I don't understand how you guys want so much doctors, so much professionals, but you charge them to become that. Mm. You charge people to go to school. That's crazy. Mm. That doesn't motivate people to want to go to school. I don't want to pay to go to school. That don't motivate me.
Right.
So I would really hate that.
Okay, so far what I've heard free education.
Free healthcare. Because motherfuckers get sick.
That's real.
So how the fuck you gonna work if you dying?
You dig what I'm saying?
Right. you know what I'm saying?
That ain't possible.
And then I'm just so sick and tired. It's not even police brutality. It's just really like, it's not even police brutality. It's just so unfairness when it comes to black and white.
It's systemic oppression.
It's just disgusting. Yep. It's getting to the point that it's like, oh my, come on now. Y'all really abusing it. Y'all been abusing it for a long time, but now we just keep seeing it. It's too much.
That's real.
They running it up.
What about you, Chance? If you were elected the president of the free world, what would be your first action to take?
The first thing I do is probably take a nap because I'd be tired as fuck. If I won, I would have had to do a lot of shit to win. So first thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take a nap. Then I'm gonna take a little swipe, a hit at that bail system that we got in place. So our country makes sure that if you're poor, you sit in jail until you get the right trial to come across. And then at that point, you're still in trial, in jail, and then eventually you go to prison. That's how it works out for most of the people that I grew up with, and that's how it works for a lot of people out there. So I get rid of our bail system. I'd also probably create a civilian police board that basically tries our police for misconduct and as opposed to them going through a prosecutor that's appointed by the state or by the police department. Mm. I de-unionize the police departments or create a union that's more fair, that doesn't just protect corrupt cops or get rid of misconduct reports, but they'd actually be in charge of making sure that the police get the benefits that they need, no. but also are held accountable for the actions that may have been illegal. And then I probably my main thing that I would do is I would try and start a reparations program that directly affects and impacts black women, especially black mothers, and is kind of works in an antithetical way to right. the way that welfare and aid works.
Right.
So as opposed to like rewarding people that don't have men in the home or rewarding, joblessness, it would work as kind of like a stimulus package for all women of color, because just statistically, they make them the least on the same amount of hours as their white male counterparts, their white female counterparts, and their black male counterparts. So
that makes sense.
I try and just make shit a little bit more fair. That's what I'm into. And then, yeah, I'll probably take another nap after that. That's all my first day.
Man. Well, I think for me, man, first of all, the first thing I do is I get on television. I have a State of the Union addressing the people. The first thing I'm going to do is accept accountability on behalf of America for all of the bullshit that was done before I yeah. got here. And I would apologize yeah. to the American people and say, now that I've apologized, we're going to start from this point forward. And I would probably federally legalize marijuana and use the profits from the marijuana industry to provide free health care or to provide free education.
Wow.
I would create a place, an area, destination somewhere in the country, maybe Vegas, since it's already halfway like that, and make it like Amsterdam. You can go there and do whatever the fuck you want to do. You know what I'm saying? You ain't getting locked up for no drugs. You ain't getting none of that shit. You can do it and use all of the profits from that to maybe help homelessness. And so on and so forth. You got to, because people are going to do bad shit no matter what. You can't stop people from doing bad shit. So if they're going to do bad shit, why don't you create a safe place for them to do their bad shit at? And the bad shit they do, you take the profits to help the people who need the most help. I think that to me is. And also, I would, as you said, with the police officers, I would make it to where we can attack. We could attack their pensions. If it was seen that you killed a kid or someone unlawfully, and you've been sworn in to protect and serve the public, then we going after your 401k and your pension, so on and so forth. That's just a couple of things I think I'd do. But now we're coming to a close, and we have this show, Rhythm and Flow, coming out on Netflix, man. And it's an unprecedented release. You have 4 episodes on the first release. Then I think 2 weeks later, we're doing another 4 episodes. And then I think the last one is it 2 or 3?
I think it's 2 more after
It's
that.
4, 3, 3? Okay, so it's 4, then 3. Cool. Now that shit is unheard of, and so you know we've already
making history.
You dig what I'm saying? Turning this motherfucker on his head, like we supposed to. But you have an album that just dropped, your first official release, right, Chance?
Yeah, yes, sir. The big day.
Man, listen, that shit dope as a motherfucker. What is it? Hot Water? Is that the record?
Hot Shower.
That motherfucker hard. That motherfucker hard. I really do appreciate you and your contribution. You're excellent for the ecosystem, sir.
Thank you, man. Trying to create a balance.
Absolutely. You're doing just that. Doing a phenomenal job at it. And Cardi, you're working on your next project presently, are you not?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, and you will be calling me to join you in the festivities, I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay. And they say that you're going to call your next album Tiger Woods. Is there any truth to that?
Not really. But sometimes...
You know, when there's a video that when Tiger Woods won,
mm-hmm.
he had that green jacket,
yeah.
and it was just so many people talking so many bad things about him over and over right. again. And then at the end, he just had this smile like, yeah, I.
Yeah.
That's how I be feeling sometimes.
That's that billion-dollar fuck that shit smile.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I want that.
Fuck how you feel. You can't stop it. You did. Hey, listen, man. Thank you both. Thank you both for joining us here on Expeditiously. And this is some shit I just stumbled into. I ain't never planned on doing no podcast. I just, you know, motherfucker asked me if I was interested, and I say, hey, I never thought about it, but let's try it. I tried it. Motherfuckers like it. Now here we are. One last question. What'd you say, Chance?
I said it's needed. We need you to do this.
Man, shit, here the fuck I am, I guess. So one last question. First you, Cardi. 20 years from now, what do you want your legacy to be? What do you want to be remembered for?
I want people to remember me as somebody that did it all. You know what I'm saying? That everybody saw my come up, and she has conquered everything from music to fashion to business to movies.
Right.
I want that. I want everybody to see, like, damn, she was that rose.
That grew out the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. What about you, Chance?
My legacy 20 years from now, I guess, it's in two parts. I guess one is I don't necessarily want to at all ever be the only independent artist by any means. Like, I want to create, you know what I'm saying, some type of, like, advocacy or information hub about how this stuff operates and how you can empower yourself.
Yeah.
And people to see what I did and say, hey, I could do that too, or even maybe I could do that better.
Right.
And then the other side, I think, my dad always taught me that your legacy is your kid. So I got two kids now, and 20 years, the oldest one will be 24. And I want to just, I believe that they're both already so much better than me, and
right.
I know that they are only going to get better, and I want them to be happy and to be impactful in the world the way that Jesus would want them to be.
Absolutely. And that, in closing, I can't celebrate you guys and your professional accolades without applauding you both on being committed married couples and fathers and parents, mothers and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that. A motherfucker don't really understand how difficult that shit is to juggle. That shit is like juggling switchblades with no band-aids. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, you know, there is no safety net. There are no instructions. There is no blueprint. Nobody taught us to do what we're doing right now. You know what I'm saying? We have no formal training. We got them basically picking up a box of pieces and putting together a fucking monstrosity of a piece without any instructions. And I think that requires some acknowledgement, and I salute you both. It's a pleasure to work alongside you. And everyone else, you will do yourself a disservice if you do not check out Rhythm and Flow on Netflix. These are my
October
co-hosts.
9th.
What you say, big dog?
I said October 9th.
Yeah.
October 9th. Oh, I'm nervous, but I'm excited.
Man, shit.
Oh, shit. Wait, when is that's like practical.
That's five days from now. Hell yeah.
Woo.
But you know what though? I can get you. We gonna get you the whole season, cause all you got to do is just tune in. You got a Netflix account, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
my mom's. Yeah.
Good enough. Guys, man, listen, man, it's been real, man. I love, respect, and appreciate both of your contributions to the culture, and it's been a pleasure to have you on Expeditiously. Come back anytime. Yeah.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you both, yo.
You dig.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to Expeditiously with me, T.I.P. If you love the show, leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Spread the word and tell a friend to download and subscribe.
Expeditiously is produced, engineered, and edited by KC Morris. Mm-hmm.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.